The days are longer, the calendar is filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grüns. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing, they're easy to toss in my bag on the go, plus they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA and FSA, eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grüns.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Word on the street on Off the Ball.
Is there a problem? Absolutely. Is it shite? Absolutely. Will you watch it? Absolutely.
Word on the street, available now on Go Loud app.
Off the Ball's Rugby Daily.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby.
Never stop competing.
It's been a busy weekend for Irish rugby, which saw three provinces triumph on Saturday, whilst it was heartbreak for fans down in Limerick. I'm Susanna Mullen, and you're very welcome along to Sunday's special edition of Rugby Daily. Munster's Investec Champions Cup campaign is over after suffering a shock 31-29 defeat at home to Cast in the final pool round of the top European Championship. Finishing 5th out of 6 in Pool 2, they will now drop into the last 16 of the second-tier competition, the Challenge Cup. Amidst the cheers and songs coming from the Cast corners, Munster head coach Clayton McMillan spoke to Off the Ball's Dara Smith-Nocton on the sombre scenes inside their home dressing room.
What's the mood in the dressing room like? I imagine it's quite down, but what's the mood like?
It's very somber. We had Ty Burns' 100th game, he's a legend of the club, and gives us heart and soul, and there's disappointment not only around, you know, not pushing through the Champions Cup, but getting the job done for a warrior like that. So it's very somber, as you would expect.
I imagine it's tougher as well. The last 2 weeks, two-point losses in Europe, that's got to be tough.
Yep, but if we were good enough, we could have turned those into 2-point wins, and we weren't. So we're the architects of our own destiny or misfortune, and just hasn't been good enough.
And what's the focus now? Do you move on quickly, or do you try and process this with the players?
Oh, just said to the players before, I think the mark of a good team is one that can accept where it's currently at and stay tight. It's easy to be tight when things are going well, but you know, your culture and your character gets tested when you've got your backs against the wall, and that's where we're at now. So we'll find out a lot about ourselves in the coming weeks. But I've got every confidence that this is a tight group, and we'll navigate our way through this disappointment. And there's still a lot to play for in the remainder of the season, despite tonight's disappointment.
Captain Tadhg Byrne, who marked his 100th cap for Munster with disappointment on Saturday, added that it was hard to pinpoint where the game got away from them.
Tadhg, out on the pitch, where could you feel us going away from you?
I felt like when we went ahead, we were good, and then we just lost our way briefly, and we probably dug ourselves into a little hole, probably overplaying our half a little bit at that point, but I guess it's been working for us for the game, so it's hard to go back and say we shouldn't have done that as well. So, they got a penalty, and then we were under pressure then, and then a few other things. They took a quick line out. All of a sudden, we were back under pressure again, and just a few things that we just weren't ready for, and unfortunately, we weren't switched on. We weren't good enough in those moments, and they were able to exert more pressure onto us and capitalise on it.
Were there elements of their style of play that surprised you from what you had seen?
No, there's not. I think we'll be disappointed with our first half performance defensively, for sure. We fell off too many tackles and just let them into the game that way. And then obviously a few penalties as well. And I think if we... attack-wise, felt like we were exploiting them quite well. It's just defensively, particularly first half, we just weren't where we needed to be, unfortunately. And just been losing the game, really.
Dave, what's just your sense of the end game? You end up chasing the game, and you're down to 14 men.
Yeah, it's the very position you want to put yourself in. We talked about at halftime around sort of it'd be urgent before you need to get desperate. When that got out to sort of 10 points, I think it was 10 points there late in the game, or 9 points, we saw an urgency about us and an accuracy about us that actually gave us an opportunity to get back in and score at the death and then give ourselves 2 minutes. So yeah, it's disappointing that we sort of just, I think, like Tyke said, I think in patches last week and this week, I thought we played some of our better rugby, you know, especially attacking-wise, creating some opportunities. But you know, just not nailing enough of them. The big disappointment for me, and the worrying trend, I guess, is that we work really hard to score some points, but we give up points very quickly after scoring. We don't make it hard for opposition to have to come back and get points, and that's the one worrying trend for me over the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Speaking this morning on Off the Ball Sunday paper review, former Ireland international Jackie Shields outlined why a loss like this is not only heartache for Munster, but a big blow for Irish rugby.
Peter O'Reilly in the Sunday Times: Munster exit with no one to blame but themselves. He talks about heartbreak and a devastating outcome, the 31-29 defeat at home to Cass, their first loss to Cass in 9 games, I think.
It's very frustrating. Like, obviously, from an international point of view, we want the Irish provinces playing at the highest standard to make sure they're being pushed on. And unfortunately, last night, a couple of things just came to light. So we've had lots of debates about who the next Irish 10 should be after Johnny. There's been loads of names in the hat. And then we were kind of getting to the point where it was either Sam or Jack. And I have a big fan of Jack Crowley. I think he's a great player. But just last night, they're the games that make big differences, aren't they? It's like when your kicker's getting 2 from 5 in a tight game at European level, it's difficult then to back him then in a green jersey, and that's the issue then. And you know, we talk about Farrell getting capped, and I think, you know, he's an exciting player, but he's not the youngest player to get capped at 31. But he, you know, what longevity has he got there? But his yellow card in the second half with what 15 minutes to go, and fair enough, it wasn't as bad as it looked on telly, but it was unnecessary. And you get a yellow card when you're a few points up, and the 14 points Cass scored when they had 14 men. And then it goes into decision making as well. Munster had 4 penalties in the last few minutes, and I know I was in the house kind of saying, go for the corner. And Michelle in the house said, no, take the points now, because they get the points now, it becomes a 1-score game. And I was like, no, go for the corner. And they went to the corner, line-out malfunctioned, and suddenly then you're back to chasing 2 scorers with time running out. So, yeah, I think they have no one to blame but themselves. Like, you know, obviously I'm Leinster, so I support Leinster, but we need the provinces doing well for Ireland to do well, and them to get knocked out by Cast is a big blow for Irish rugby.
Remember, you can listen to the Sunday paper review back in full by becoming a member at offtheball.com/join. Elsewhere, there were some positive signs for Andy Farrell, who will announce his Ireland squad for the upcoming Six Nations this Wednesday. Leinster battled it out in Bayonne to claim another late win, scoring 22 points to the French side's 13, despite trailing for almost 60 minutes of the game. This time, it was heroics from Sam Prendergast, who came on at fullback for the injured Tommy O'Brien, and got under the posts on the 74th minute mark to take Leinster into the lead. It was an important win away from home, which allowed Leinster to top their pool and remain the only Irish side in the top tier of the European competition. Connacht marched their way into the round of 16 of the Challenge Cup, demolishing French side Montauban 75-14 in the Dexcom Stadium. Another important win for the side, who had lost 4 games on the bounce ahead of Saturday's home fixture. Joining them there are Richie Murphy's Ulstermen, who held on in Belfast to beat Stade Francais 26-19 and top their pool. The win means they secure important home advantage as they enter the knockout stages of the Challenge Cup competition in April. Having held the French side scoreless in the opening 40 minutes in Afadia Stadium, head coach Richie Murphy recognised that it was a game of 2 halves, but he was delighted with the win all the same.
Richie, the quintessential game of 2 halves, how do you come away?
We come away delighted. We've topped the group. We know there's plenty to work on. Some of our play in the first half, this guy here running around in the open spaces was really, really good. You know, to go in at 26-0 up at half time, we were obviously delighted. Yeah, we lost our way in the second half, but we showed great character and fight just to stay in the game when we couldn't get our hands on enough possession and look after it well enough. Went away a little bit from what we do really well, and because of that, we come under pressure. So there's plenty of learnings, and it's great to get learnings when you actually get a bonus point win and you top the pool and you move on into the next round.
We see it so often how difficult momentum is to get back whenever you do lose it in a game like that. When it gets to that stage, is it just all about relying on your defence and hanging on?
Yeah, definitely. And you want to be able to go back to something. And what we should be doing is trying to go back to look at how we look after the ball. And, you know, yeah, our set piece came under pressure today. Everyone could see that. You know what I mean? The lads are disappointed, you know, how that sort of panned out through the game. And, you know, but, you know, if you look at our phase defence was actually pretty good. You know, a couple maybe where we need to, you know, when you're playing against the big French teams, you got to put them on the ground, so you got to chop tackle, and you got to, if you leave them on their feet, they get momentum, and the momentum they're able to play out of the tackle, and it becomes very difficult, and that's what we experienced in the second half. But as I say, it's nice to look back at it knowing that we still have the win, still top of the table, and move on to the next stage.
Amidst increasing rumbles around the inclusion of more Ulster players in Farrell's Ireland squad, Murphy and winger Robert Ballacoon hope that the Irish coaches are keeping a watchful eye on the progress being made in Belfast.
Obviously, with the fact that today's game is a week out from international duty, not by any request, but we want to put our Irish players on the pitch. We want to put our Irish players on the pitch so that Andy Farrell can see how well they're going, and hopefully we'll get a few more in there.
Just to follow up on that, Robert, is that something that would be in your mind as a player when you're performing for Ulster week in, week out, that, you know, there's that stage that you would like to be involved in?
I think it's a bit different for me just because of, you know, the amount of time that I was out last year.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's always in the back of your head, but for me, just obviously having a tough enough season last year, I'm just trying to get as many games as I can under my belt, as many training sessions as I can under my belt this year. And yeah, if that leads to call up, that's out of my hands. That's just trying to play as well as I can each game, and, you know, a team performance each game as well.
That is just about all for today's special edition of Rugby Daily. Only time will tell who will make that Men's Six Nations Ireland squad, due to be announced on Wednesday, January 21st, alongside the Ireland 15 squad due to face England A. But with a long list of injuries in the props, and the back three in particular, it is likely we'll see some new faces called up into Andy Farrell's camp. Remember, you can subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your fix so you don't miss an episode Monday to Friday. I'm Susanna Mullen, and we'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you tomorrow. Chat to you then.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.